Let's go to God's Word this morning. Amen. Y'all having a good day, though? Good day? Good. I'm having a great time, and I love what I do. This is the easiest thing that I do, this church. Now, a lot of pastors would never say that. They're like, oh, my gosh, the church is killing me, the stress. Pastor, I'm not stressed here. You hear me? And that's rare, ain't it, preacher? Some of the mess that you can have in church. We don't have mess. So if you want to bring us some, how about you keep it? Amen, say. And I'm not better than you. Okay? So if you do see some shortcoming, good, because I'm not better than you. Amen, say. I don't have it all right. It's not about worshiping me here. Look at the preacher, okay? It's about worshiping Jesus Christ. You're screwed up, I'm screwed up. He's our only way out. He's our only hope. And that's what we think, that's what we teach, that's what we believe. Amen? We believe in the Word of God, way it is, not changing it. I got a letter. You might be here today. That's fine. But don't write me something ugly if you don't mean to say it back to somebody. Did you hear me or not? You going to write me something ugly? Bring it on. I'll tell it the next week. What'd Mama say? If you can't say something nice, don't do what? Is that good advice or not, say? Yeah, thank the Lord. So anyway, it's not bad. It's not real bad. Somebody last week came and said, wrote me a note, said, love the message. Love the message. Except the politics. Hey, I'm sorry that your politics don't line up with the Bible. Did you hear what I just said? Say, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I believe God created male and female. I believe life begins at conception. I believe we're fearful and wanting. Where did I get these? I was a hell raiser. I didn't believe any of this. I got it from the Bible. See, it's not about my politics. It's about my conservative beliefs in God's Word. Y'all hear me today or not? I'm not trying to be ugly. Okay? But I'm sorry. Love. The message goes with what my conservative views are. I wouldn't preach the message the way I preach it if I didn't have the conservative views that I have. Does that make any sense or not? Hope you understand it. Not trying to be ugly, but hey, it is what it is. Let's go with it now. You're like, oh man, I can't believe he said that. Oh, trust me, I say worse. But no, it would have been fine to just say love the message. Or it would have been fine to just say nothing at all. Amen or oh me. Did you know why? I'm not one of them, but a lot of pastors quit the ministry. They last a year and a half. 75% of people going to seminary school, ministry school, never end up doing that as a career. So be careful criticizing people who stand up and try to teach God's Word. Did y'all hear me or not? It's not that I can't take it. I'm a big boy. I'm the guy that can take it, okay? Don't like it. Don't think it's good. Now, that was a minor thing. It's no big deal. I'm just using it as occasion to just, guys, listen, we need to, like people that are going to teach our Bible studies and things like that, we ought to be grateful for these people. They're not going to get it right every time, but we can sure thank God for them. Amen, say. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for people today. Come on, man. Praise the Lord. Come on. So, what else do I need to get off my chest? I should have done this last year, right? Amen. Come on. No, I'm fine. I'm actually very happy today. Got a great subject. But you know what? You're going to find a hard time trusting God completely. That's the message today. You're going to have a hard time putting God first if you're going to keep your politics first. Did you hear me? My allegiance is to Him and to His Word. Amen? And this is a newfangled looking church. I dress in jeans and I know all that. But I still preach out of an old King James Bible. I'm a crazy person. And I'm still conservative as the day is long. The newfangled churches tell you can't have a church like this. It won't make it. Guess what? We're making it. Say that out loud. We're what? Don't say that arrogantly. I'm just saying you can teach the Word and you can still be a good, strong church. You hear me? Yes or no? You don't have to bow the bull. Amen? Come on. So here we go. Are y'all ready or not? Let's go. I'd do good if it wasn't for the commercials. Here we go. Let's go to God's Word. It's like a Bible study time with you today. Last week was putting God first. Putting God first. How many were here for last week's message? Okay, so a lot of us have our ground laid. It's okay. If you weren't, I'm tickled you're here. But putting God first. Why would I put God first in 2025? Because I want to have the best year possible. Well, maybe I'll put Him second or third and see if I can have the best year. I'm just telling you, if you want to have the best year possible, put God first. Put God first. Why would I put God first? I'm not going to re-preach a message. Because He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. That's why you put Him first. You're not all-powerful. How many have had something happen to you and you thought it was going to kill you? Let me see some hands. You know He never does that. He never has that feeling. Whatever feeling you had, He don't have that feeling. He's all-powerful. Okay? He's also omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. Don't want to put Him first, even though He knows everything. He is omnipresent. That means He's present everywhere. Okay? I mean, there's nobody better to put first than God. Did y'all hear me or not say? That's the whole series. Put Him first. Put Him first. I could say a lot more about that. He is holy. He is holy, holy, holy. And you and me ain't. So why would I put me first or put you first instead of putting Him first? When I put Him first, it's going to be right. Y'all hear me loud and clear today? So this is how to have the best 2025 this year. It's putting God first. And so this message is going to dovetail into that. It's from the book of Proverbs. We're there. We want wisdom. We want to learn. I challenged you last week. If you want to be smarter than you've ever been before, you want to be wiser, read a book, a chapter of the Proverbs every day as it correlates to the calendar. Today is January what? So that means Proverbs chapter what? Tomorrow's what? January what? So read Proverbs what? And you know, on and on and on. And what's nice about it says the fool does this, the wise man does this. Basically, that nut, the stupid person's going to do it this way, and this is the way the wise or godly man should do it, a godly woman. Amen? It's a good way to live your life and get a lot of wisdom. So, if you want to have the best year possible, put Him first. Now let's go with the message today. Rog, appreciate you back there, buddy. Here we go. He's got a neat graphic for us. Look at this right here. Wow. That is a big jump, ain't it? Yes or no? That's a lot, man. How am I going to go from here to here? Man, it's going to take a lot of effort. We said that last week. Putting God first is going to take effort. It's going to take a lot of effort. But this message today, say it out loud. What is it? It's what? Trust God completely. You don't mean completely, do you, Gary? I mean completely. Trust God how much? Completely. You mean completely? Yeah. We want to talk about that today. Had a great time with two men yesterday at counseling. And they're men that I knew when they were little boys. And now they're in their mid to late 40s. Both of them very accomplished. I mean, as far as their career, strength, from military to police. One's bigger than I am. One's not quite. Both of them big, strong. And they came to see me. And they're struggling. And so I was helping them. And they said to me, basically, I was giving them good, wise, sharp, tough counsel. And they said, you're stronger than us. Me? They're strong. They could probably whoop my tail right there. I was trying to get them to do something. That's the right thing to do. And it was difficult for them. But it's not difficult for me. Forgive. Did you hear me or not? We think somebody can forgive because it ain't much that's ever happened to them, maybe. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you can forgive because what happened to me is worse. No, I can forgive. And I realized what they were saying. They were right. I am stronger than them. Because they don't have Him. Got it? When I have Him, no matter what happens to me, I can cast all my crap, the word in the Bible's care, upon the Lord, because He what? He cares for who? For me, for us. And that makes us so strong, guys. Did you hear me or not? So here's what we're going. Is somebody got a phone going off? There's a phone. Find it. I'm so glad I still got my ears, aren't you? Some of y'all are like, ain't no phone going off because you're deaf. Come on, here we go. Let's go back. Here's my point. I wasn't saying I'm better than these guys, but they were having a big hurdle because, guys, when we have the Lord, when we are doing it His way, He wants us to do that. He wants us to take our stuff and cast it on Him. And because of Him, we can overcome anything. Do you know that or not? How many have had some really hard stuff and you've had to cast it on the Lord to make it? Let me see some hands. I've had to do it. That's strength right there. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. We're about to unlock this message. But that's the whole point. You trust God completely, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what happens in 2025, you will be able to make it. You put your care upon Him. You put your trust in Him. Don't play politics with Him. You hear me or not? Say, it's your way, and it's not my way. You're right, I'm wrong. Amen or oh me? He wants me to do this because it's in the Word of God, then do it. Amen. Trust Him completely. And so, that was just a little incident yesterday. It was great. It was great. It worked out fantastic, actually. And I think they love me and have a lot of respect for me, and I do them as well. So the point is that when we trust God completely, we can do amazing things. Yes or no? Amen? Come on. So let's look at the message now. Here we go. Too many commercials. Here's some places you can put your trust in case you would rather do it your way. The Bible is full of places you can put your trust. They're not the right places. And the Bible tells you so. Let's look at some of them quickly. We can put our trust in chariots. I put the army right here. We can put our trust in our military. We're safe. We're going to be good in America because we got the military. I wouldn't put my trust in the military. How many are grateful for the military? Me too. Absolutely. But I'd put my trust in God over the military. You hear me? Don't be crazy. That's what God's trying to say. Read all these scriptures sometime. Look, put your trust in your bow. You know what? I put a pistol there. I got a gun. I'm good. Good, have the gun. That's great. I'm glad we had the Second Amendment in this country. But I'd put my trust in God over that gun. Are y'all getting my gist or not? Let's keep looking. Put my trust in my armor. I got a security system at the house. I'm good now. And you drive out of driveway and get hit head on by a car. We think we got the cat by the tail. We ought to put our trust in Him. Not to say you shouldn't have a security system. I'm not saying you shouldn't have any of this. He should be above all of it. He should have first place above it all. Keep looking. This is long, guys. You can put your trust in the government. It's funny. Yeah. I encourage you not to put your trust in the new government. Why would I do that? Now, I'm hopeful. I want good leadership and good things. But how about trust in the Lord? Amen. Say. Are y'all hearing me or not? Yeah. Doesn't mean we don't have to work. Get out there, do the best we can. I want all that. But don't put your trust in this. That's what God's Word says. We can put trust in idols, okay? Trust in vanity. You know, just keep working on our body so much, our body so much, our body. The Bible does say bodily exercise profits little. That's why I don't exercise. No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. No, I do. I get plenty of exercise. I'm going to tell you that right now. No, the point is, but in the big scheme of things, he's trying to say, put me first, not your YMCA thing or whatever you're doing. You hear me or not? Are y'all catching it? Okay? Trust God completely. Put our trust in our beauty. You know? I hadn't seen these boys in a long time. Now they're grown men. Yesterday, and they looked so much like they did when they were little boys. And I remember, and I looked at them, and I had the biggest compliment yesterday. They said, you look just the same. Lie through their teeth. I couldn't even recognize me these days. You hear me? So we don't want to put our trust in our beauty. Yes or no, amen. Amen? Come on. Trust the Lord. Trust in lies. I think I got it covered. I got all the lies. I got it going. I got everything. Yeah. Buddy, put your trust in the Lord. Okay, completely. These are places in the Bible you can put your trust. You put trust in wickedness, conniving and scheming. Okay, living life your way. I'm good. You might be listening to me today or online or on the radio. You think I'm a lunatic because you're living your life the way you want to live it. Well, you can trust in that if you want to. I'm just here to tell you, that ain't trusting the Lord. That ain't putting Him first in your life. It's probably not going to work out too well for you. Trust in my own self-righteousness. We do that. I'm good. I'm a good person. I'm nice to people. I do good things. When I die, I believe I'll go to heaven. Well, that's because you believe that. You ain't. Not according to the Word of God. Yes or no, amen. Does it say, do good works and you shall inherit eternal life? No, it says, believe you do good works and that's how you get to heaven. No, it says, believe in the name of who? The Lord Jesus Christ and you shall have everlasting life. Absolutely. We can trust in our works. A lot of us do that. We make our whole career, our whole life, our whole life. That's our trust. And you know what? When people get done with their career, their life's done. I've seen a lot of people retire from their job up north, come here, not last 6 months to a year, and they're deader than a hammer. That's right. Their life was that. God wants to be your life. Amen? Come on. You can trust in friends. How many ever had some friends stab you straight in the back? Can I see some man straight in the back? Yeah, it happens. That don't work. Trust in riches. And guys, that's not going to work either. That's not going to work either. I mean, you can have all the money in the world, man. You can call the shots and you can do all this. But that's not happiness. That's not true happiness. And honestly, it can make you a person that's not the nicest sometimes. Our trust should be in the Lord. Not saying we shouldn't work hard. If you have money, fantastic. Wonderful. Manage it properly. Put Him first. Amen? Keep looking. Our trust can be in ourselves. We've talked about that. It's all about me. Trust in the flesh. Boy, how many did that? You thought you were strong enough. You thought you were strong enough to endure maybe a temptation or a situation. And it didn't work out. Your flesh failed you. Can I see some hands? And I just screwed up, Clark. I just did. Yeah, it happens. Our trust shouldn't be in our flesh. So lots of scriptures here on the screen. We can trust in our what? In our what? I believe it down deep in my heart. Times I've heard people say that. Times I've felt that in my heart. But it went against God's Word. So which way should win? God's Word. Amen? So that's what we're talking about today. Putting our trust in the Lord completely. We can put our trust in people. People let us down. Anybody ever been let down by somebody? How many somebody let you down so bad it affected your faith? Anybody like that? It affected my faith, Pastor. It affected my faith. Okay? See, if you put your trust in God, it's not going to affect your faith negatively. It's going to affect your faith positively. Amen? The more you put your trust in Him, the more you see that He can be trusted. Amen? So let's go with the Word. So that's just a little preview there before we get right here to the Scripture. So trust God completely. Are y'all about to fall out, pass out on me or not? Okay. Here we go. You ought to memorize this Scripture. You ought to know this Scripture. If you say, Pastor, what's a good Scripture I should memorize? This one right here. Let's say it out loud. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Say it one more time. Trust in the Lord with how much? All your heart. And lean not on what?
your understanding. Let's try it. How many think we got it now? How many know this verse already? Okay. All right, here we go. We all going to get it. Here we go. Trust in the Lord with all your... and lean not on your own understanding. That's what we want to talk about today right there. Trusting the Lord completely. Trusting the Lord completely. If I'm going to have the best 2025 that I could possibly have, I've got to trust the Lord with all my heart. I've got to trust the Lord with all my heart. But what does that mean? What does that mean, trusting the Lord with all my heart? I mean, what is that? This is just me talking, okay? Here's what it is to me. Here's what I mean. I'm the one preaching, so here's what I mean when I'm saying that. Here's what I mean. Pop it. Here's what. Say that part with me. Give it everything you what? How much? Do we know what 110% is or not? That's right. 110%. Trusting God completely is I'm going to give it 110%. Situation happens this year, I don't think I can make it, I can make it. Situation happens, I don't think I can forgive, I can forgive. Whatever. Things get hard at home with the wife, we can make it. Y'all hear me or not? I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord. I can only live my life. I can't live the life for Kim. Okay? But I can trust the Lord that whatever we face, we can make it. He's going to not leave us. He's not going to forsake us. And we can do whatever. And we're going to give it 110% and we're going to trust Him no matter what comes this year. You hear me or not? Y'all hear me? Because stuff's coming. I did a funeral yesterday. After some counseling, had a funeral. Because guess what? People die. And before death, they usually get what? Sick. Good chance in this room. Tragedy this year. Who knows? We need to trust God completely. You hear me? Come on. I wish I could just say, if you give enough money, if you come to church enough, everything will be great in your life. That's a lie. That's not the planet you live on. Bad things happen to people. Is that true? How many ever had something bad happen to them? Can I see some hands? Here's my hand. All my hands are up. If I had 9 of them. I want to trust God no matter what. 110%. That's what giving it completely, trusting Him completely. What else does it mean, Raj? It means don't hold anything back. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just trying to say that's what God said. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't hold anything back. I'll trust with this, but I'm not going to do it with this. Trust Him with everything. That's what it means this year. Not saying you're going to do it. Not saying I'm going to do it. Sometimes I do this, sometimes I don't. Usually I pay for it when I don't. It means go in all the way with what? Both feet. How many say something like that? I'm all in with both feet. Anybody ever said something like that? I'm all in with both feet. Here's what the other means. I got one foot in, I got one foot out. I don't know about you. This is not how I want to fight somebody. I'm easy to push over. I'm a pushover for the devil right now. When I got one foot in and one foot out, I'm a pushover for Satan. But when I've got both feet grounded and I'm in like that, I'm a little stronger right now. Amen. So that's what it means to trust God completely. That's what it means to me. Go all the way in this year. It means believe Him without what? Or hesitate. Do you know how much that simplifies life? Say. Your friends say this. TV people say this. Government says this. Education says this. Whoever says whatever. But this is what the Bible says. And you might call me a kook. Clark, you're just so narrow-minded. That's a good thing where I come from. From the Bible, he said, narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. Amen? He said, I am the what? Way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man what? Comes to the Father but by me. And you might say, well, Clark, you don't believe Jesus is the only way, do you? Well, why wouldn't I believe that? Because that's the truth. Amen. So this is what trusting God is all about. 100%, 10%, belief in Him without reservation or hesitation. Okay? I'm not saying belief in a preacher. No. Belief in somebody you heard on TV. Please, no. Base it upon God's holy word. If you don't understand it, I try to study it a little more. Amen. Don't be crazy. Well, I have people all the time that said to me, tell you, you know, I think God said this to me, and I think He said that to me. Back up whatever you do based on God's word. You hear me? I'm talking about the brand new year. I know this sounds simplistic maybe, but this is this, or militant maybe. I'm sorry. I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like truth to me. Trust God completely. So how do I do it? How do I do it, Raj? How can I trust God completely? Here's some scriptures we put together for you. How do I do it? Say that first one with me. Don't what? Now you sound asleep, and I'm taking that personally. Don't lean on your own understanding this year. I mean, I'm not talking about the year anymore. I'm just going to lay it out straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. That's how you trust God completely. Don't rely just on you. Let Him use your brain. Let Him use your experience. That's great. But allow Him through His Spirit and His Word, and you humble yourself to His authority in your life. Amen. Say. And if it comes down to your way or His way, choose His way. Okay, don't lean on your own understanding. Or don't go along in your life without having Him in your life and including Him and having His Word and having His influence in your life. So that's how you do it. How's another way you do it? Say that with me. In all your what? Ways. Acknowledge Him no matter what it is. What would God do? What does God think? What does His Word think? Here's the funny thing. When you start to know God's Word, you don't even have to ask that question. It's like common sense now. I said, okay. I mean, it's just, no, we're not doing that. No, we're not going there. You know what I'm saying? This isn't wise. It's not right. This is good. Let's do it. God wants you to be able to function like that. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path, the Bible says. Say that one with me. How do I do it? How do I trust Him completely? We're just learning some things we need to do. Put Him first. That was numero uno. Say that with me. Don't be what? Are you seeing what keeps coming up? You. Me. It's not that He doesn't want you involved and me involved in our life. He just don't want you and me running our life. He wants to run life with you. He wants to run with you. Amen? Come on. That's what He wants in your life. Don't be wise in just your own eyes. Include me. What do I think? What does God's Word say? Keep looking. What else? So don't be wise in your own eyes. Why should we not be wise in our... Why should we not just do what we think? I'm going to do what I think. Do what I think. I'm from Rockingham, so some of the stuff I think ain't right. Plus, I'm a sinner. I'm bullheaded. I got lots of issues. So I need somebody else to help me think. Amen. So here's what God's Word says. God speaking, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Gary. And Gary, your ways ain't my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so Gary, my ways are higher than your ways. And my thoughts are certainly higher than your thoughts, Gary. You see how that worked? Submit to His thoughts, submit to His words, submit to His ways. Doesn't mean He's not going to use your brain, your good experience, your thinking. But buddy, you and Him together, with Him taking the lead, can cause a fantastic year. Amen? And you can make it through anything. You can do anything. I'm not saying crazy, kooky. No. But I'm saying life. You can make it through life successfully. So how do I do it? Say that with me. Do what? Fear the Lord and what? Depart from evil. What's fear of the Lord? We talked about that last week. What does that mean? It means respect the Lord. Respect the... You know what's disrespectful? Is for a parent to lay down the... As clear as crystal. They were so specific in what they expected the child to do. Specific. Wrote it on the chalkboard. Whatever. Made it clear. And for the child to do the opposite
of what the parent made clear as crystal to do. Usually that kid's going to get in what? Trouble! It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to not obey a parent. I'm talking about when they're telling you to do the right thing, the good thing, the proper thing. It's disrespectful. And that's how God feels. Pop that back up there, buddy. When we don't respect Him, when we don't respect Him, it's disrespectful. So how am I going to trust Him completely? I'm going to respect Him. Are y'all okay? I'm going to respect Him. I don't know about you. When I butted my mother, when I butt my mother, I'm talking about my mother, the hellraiser. You might lose some teeth. But we butt God all the time. That's not trusting God completely. So fear the Lord, respect Him. So this is what we're talking about. It might not be what you wanted to hear, but that's what you're hearing today. How about this one? We're talking about how can I trust God completely. Here's another one. Here we go. Say that with me. Honor the Lord with the what? First fruits of all your increase. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean bring all your money to the church? No, doesn't mean that. You're more than your money. You're more than your money. How many feel like you're gifted? You've got some gifts God's given you. Anybody want to say that? I got some things I'm pretty good at. God's gifted me. Honor the Lord with that. Just an example. I'm going to Home Depot Friday. Jacoby, are you in here? He's in the back working. The young man that sort of I'm training a little and for ministry, and he's with us here. He's helping me. He's just out there doing work with me, meeting people. That's what you don't get in seminary. They don't teach you how to love on people, talk to people. Be respectful to people. Well, that's the most important thing I think there is. So I'm out there at Home Depot. And we're rushing. We're busy. Out in the parking lot. Don and Nancy, are you here? There you are. Don and Nancy are from Lakeland, Florida. They have a place here. I've known them over the years. Well, there's Don and Nancy. I'm in a hurry. Do Don and Nancy matter? Yes or no? See, I'm going to honor the Lord with my first fruits. They come before Home Depot. Got it? Yes or no? Say. You hear me or not? So when you're butting in line at a restaurant, when you're getting pissed off, excuse my language, because things aren't going your way at some place of business, why don't you honor the Lord with your first fruit? You know what should be first? Him. You know what should be first? Those people that you're reading the riot act to. Is that clear to y'all today? So I took time with Don and Nancy. I did it on purpose because I love you guys. And I know you love me. But Don and Nancy, you know why else I did it? I wanted Jacoby to learn. Just a casual hello is not going to cut it. You hear me? And we probably spent, 10-15 minutes in the parking lot? Did I get done what I needed to do? Yeah, Don, I did. Put God first, put people first. Y'all hear me? Is this a butt-kicking message or not? I think it's okay. Here we go. So honor the Lord with your substance. That's not talking just about your money. That's what I'm trying to say. Your gifts, your life, your time, but certainly your resources. I don't know about you. I came from Rockingham. I had nothing. I'm not a person anymore that has nothing. But who brought me from nothing to where I am is Him. Today we were praying outside. Before we got in the truck and prayed this morning, the guys were facing the sun. They were facing me, I guess. And so I was looking over their head and I saw our building. I was in the parking lot early this morning. Nobody's here. And I look at our building and I see the three crosses and the sun's coming up and it's hitting our building. Oh my gosh. I said, guys, stop. Just turn around and look at the front of this building. It wasn't that we worshiped it. We don't worship this building. I was worshiping the one that helped us build this building.
I was worshiping the one that was, I looked at those crosses. I ain't smart enough to put those crosses out there. I think they're beautiful. You know what I mean? I'm not smart enough to do this crazy building. But God allowed us to do it. We put Him first, and look what He did. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Put Him first. How about this one? Say that out loud. Come on, it's rough. Don't despise His chastening or get weary of His correction. We're talking about trusting God completely. Trusting God completely. If I'm going to trust God completely, it's going to take some, He's going to chasten me. He's going to chasten me. The only people He doesn't chasten is perfect people. We got any of those here? It's funny to me, when people don't trust the Lord, you can see it. They blame God. They blame God for their problems. How many ever did that? It was my fault. I did it, but I blamed Him. Can I see some hands? You're lying, okay? A lot of you are lying through your teeth. Sorry about that. No, I'm just saying, like, God, why'd you let this happen to me? It happened because you decided to be with somebody you shouldn't have been with. That wasn't His will for your life, but you chose your will, and now it's a mess. Is that true sometimes, yes or no? You did something, and it caused consequences, and now you're having to pay for it. But it's easier for you to say, get people to feel sorry for you, that, I can't believe God did this to me. I don't know why this happened. It happened because that's what happens. Don't despise the Lord's correction. Don't despise when things that we screw up or that we're part of, they go wrong, and somehow we're not going to trust Him. We're not going to put our faith. Listen. That goes with the territory. Is that cool with us today? You understand where I'm coming from? Say. Tough teaching today. I like it, though. My son despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be what? Weary. And I got to quit. I'm not going to be long. For whom the Lord loves, He what? Isn't that nice? How many like that part? I like that part. I don't like the correction. But my mama never told me much, I love you. Growing up, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear mama say, I love you. It just didn't happen. Not for me. Now, later on, I heard it a lot. But you know what mama would say? You're not getting by with that. I'll beat your butt, boy, for that. Yeah, but Mama Bruce did it. David did it. They don't belong to me. You belong to me. And Mama, in her own way, because she didn't know how to do stuff either, she was trying to show me she loved me. She loved me. I don't want you to have the life I've had. I don't want you to live the life I've lived. I don't want you to make the mistakes I've made. And so she corrected me because she loved me. Don't despise the Lord this year when things happen. It may be you the reason. Submit yourself to Him. Say, Lord, help me. Help me through this. I know You love me. You hear me? Wow, I'm wore out. Don't let knowledge depart from you. That's just how you put Him. This is how you trust Him with all your heart. My son, don't let knowledge, don't let wisdom depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Hide His Word in your heart. Trust Him. Amen. But like I tell people, give Him something to work with. So you got to put that Word in your heart to give God something to work with. Amen? And you see if He won't do you good. Roger, we'll do this real fast. I won't have all the scriptures. I just want to tell them what they get for this. Because we've got communion. I'm sorry I went long. Here we go. So what does this get me? Why should I do this? Why should I trust God completely? Why should I do it? You might say, I don't know. I don't like all that. I ain't doing that. Why should I do it? Here we go. Put it up. What happens when I trust Him? This is according to the Word of God. I'm not going to read all the scriptures. You can go back and read them. Number one, I'll be happy. Happy's the man that does this. Happy's the man that does this. You're going to be happy if you do this. Tree of life to you. Number two, you're going to have wisdom and understanding. You're going to have wisdom and understanding when you trust Him completely. You're going to get smarter when you do this. Be a lot wiser. Keep looking. A lot of scriptures here. Number three, what will it do for you? Look at this one. I'll have a longer and a healthier life. Length of days are in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. You'll live a longer life, living life God's way. Do you hear me? Okay? You'll have a happier life, a healthier life, a less stressful life when you can cast your care upon the Lord. Amen? I'll have riches and honor. If you trust Him completely, your barns will be full. I'm not saying you're going to be rich, but I know one thing. You trust Him completely, and you see if He don't take care of you. You hear me? This is just the way it is. It's the way it is for me. Okay? Lots of scripture here. You'll have riches and honor. What else will this do for me? I'll have pleasantness and peace. Her ways are pleasantness and peace. How, you can't buy peace. He can give you peace. You trust Him and see if He won't bring peace to your troubled situation. I'll walk safely and I won't stumble. I won't stumble and fall like I used to do. I'm getting smarter. I'm getting stronger. I'm putting my trust in Him. You hear me? It's good stuff, buddy. I ain't saying I do it all because I don't. Say this with me. When you lie down, you shall not be what? Afraid. You shall lie down and your sleep will be what? When you find yourself trusting God completely, putting your trust in Him. I got the security system and all that. But you know what? I'm trusting the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord. He is with me. I'm going to tell you right now, don't be surprised if you don't sleep a little better. Amen. This works, buddy. God will be my confidence. The Lord shall be my confidence. And He'll keep my foot. He'll keep my foot from stumbling. I can trust in Him. And I can have the confidence I'm going to be okay regardless. Good stuff. Keep going. God will be my confidence. Lots of stuff here. This is what you get when you trust Him. I'll be able to do good to others. Yeah, withhold not good from them to whom it's due when it's in your power to help them. You'll be able to help people better because you're trusting the Lord. He's flowing through you. He's working through you. It's going to be a great year. I believe it. I'll dwell securely with my neighbors. When you trust the Lord and you follow His way instead of running your mouth to the neighbors, you and your neighbors might get along better. Amen. Or how about you got the neighbor that runs the mouth at you and you want to run your mouth back at the neighbor? His word says a soft what? Answer does what? Turns away what? Wrath. When you start to learn His word, you're going to learn how to navigate tough situations. This is what trusting God completely will do for you. If it'll work for a crazy guy like me, it'll work for you. I will not envy the world. Envy not the oppressor. Choose none of his ways. When I trust Him, I don't need what they got. When I trust Him, I'm fine. It'll change my whole way of thinking. I don't have to have what I thought I used to have. Last one. You got the 12 days of Christmas. This is the 12 things trusting God will do for you right here, okay? Here it is. I'll inherit glory and promotion. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. God is going to be glorified in my life when I trust Him completely with my life. Did you hear me? What can you get God? A necktie? He don't need it. What He wants is you. He wants you to trust Him. That's the best gift you can give Him. Amen? So strong message. How many got the message? Did you hear it today? Let's thank the Lord for His word. That was a lot of word today. Woo! Wore out. Man. Come on. Let's stand on up. Raj, keep that scripture on the screen. Let's say it one time together. We got a lot more scriptures than that, but that's the granddaddy of them right there. Let's say it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It goes on to say, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll do what? He'll direct your path.